take the ability to talk for granted, don't you? And why shouldn't you? You talk every day of your life and you don't think much about it. But did you realize that millions of people suffer from voice problems? These millions can't take talking for granted. For them, to talk is a struggle.
Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Come on. Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Is he... Do you have a voice like... Mine? Do you have a voice like... Do you want a voice like mine? Do you want a voice like... Mine? Do you want a voice like... Do you want... Do you want a voice like... With a voice like mine, what would you want a voice like? Do you want a voice? Do you want a voice like... What would you do with a voice like... What would you do? How would you survive? Would you seize... Would you hide... Would you seize power? Would you dissect it? Ingest it? Roll it around on your tongue? And then what? And then what? And then what? Would it give you pleasure? Would it get you in? Would it take you away? Gently? With a light touch? Take it out. Take it away. Take it. How can you take it out? Take it away. Take it gently. With a light, roll it around on your pleasure. And then what? 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 And then what?
One interesting fact about the hip language seems to be that quite often you'll say one thing when you mean exactly the opposite. For example, you'll use words such as crazy or nutty to indicate approval.
Right. Like you take a very freaked out chick. If she grooves, and if she's got something happening for her, you say, that chick is insane. What you mean is like she's a, what do you call it? You know, a good person.
Would you say the hipster's preoccupation with insanity would indicate a rejection, or at least a deep questioning, of the traditional separation of normal and abnormal, sanity and insanity? In other words, a deliberate reassessment and reevaluation of the bourgeois standards of morality and tradition?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, I would never say that, man. Dave, say you're talking about this cat. Say he's a musician, and he really makes it, you dig? I mean, he's into something. He's free, and he swings. Then you say, that cat has got a loose wig. Because it's very important to work on your brains. Smash your brains, you know, crack them. Yeah? That's when it can start happening for you.
I see. St. Teresa once used the phrase, breaking the mind's barriers.
Indeed she did, and that's very hip. St. Teresa swings, so does St. John of the Cross. I mean, you know, the Spanish one. But dig, you see all these cats running around desperately afraid they're going to flip, you know? And they're running around holding themselves together with scotch tape and chicken wire and 18 martinis for lunch. Juice heads are the lowest, man. And they're all afraid they're going to crack and explode all over their friends. And it'll be very messy and embarrassing. And they're going to blow their gig at the agency. And the finance company is going to come and repossess the children. And it's going to be the end of the world. You know, much hipper just to relax and flip. You know, groove with it. You know, you begin to go, you know. And you spew the immortal, the ever word pudding. You know, you could chew the scenery. You can run around. You could wail upon yourself, dragging yourself round and round and about inside your own head. You never move. You sit there quiet. Your face in a complete smiling groove. And internally, you're on the loose wig. Yes. I dig it. It's too much. Too much. Yeah.
Are you all right, Mr. Romo?
Yeah, I'm straight. Hey, you don't look so hot, though. That's where.
You did give me a bad moment or two there, I must admit.
I'll get you a glass of water, huh? Now, dig, baby, was that so bad? The sky did not darken, nay, the earth did not open. Everything's a groove. You ought to flip out once, Jim. Then at least you wouldn't have that to worry about anymore. Dig, once you get used to it, insanity can be the most normal thing in the world, you know?
Thanks for the songs and works this week from Husker Du, Matt Moss, Gregory Whitehead, Del Close and John Brent, and Yop Blowick. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Lucille Ball, Dick Cavett, Gilligan, The Skipper, and The Professor.
next on WGXC, we tune into WGXC newscaster Philip Grant, who during the WGXC Awards told the story of how he first got into radio. Did I see Philip Grant come in? Was that Philip Grant that came in?
Yes, I am here.
Oh my, there he is. See what I'm saying?
I'm watching all of you.
I feel like God's talking to me.
Yeah.
It's like you are your friends
tonight. I deliberately made it so I could see you.
Oh, my God, it is, Phil.
Wow, Vern, you make me feel like a soprano. The soprano with the voices. Man, I'm jealous.
Yeah, we got to have Phil. Yo, Phil, we need you on the Drive Time Radio Show, man.
I listened, you guys are very good.
Oh, that's
hey,
a
good time.
Hey, Brian.
Hey,
so Tomka here.
Tomka. He is your father.
Wow.
Well, I'd like to thank the Academy and whatever.
Wow, the force is strong with Vader.
Yeah. Yeah. We have him on.
Man, I'm going to have to do some throat exercises just so I can compete and feel like I am,
I gotta have a voice
I am worthy of WGXC, I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Philip, how did you tell the story about how you got started in radio?
I went to, when I retired, I'd always wanted to be in radio. You mean from way back, Tom?
You can tell it however you want. Tell it however you want. We're ahead of schedule here, so.
Okay.
Way back.
Picture this. 1969. Woo. I used to love to listen to WWRL. 1600. In Manhattan from out of Harlem, old school radio. And I decided when I got back from NUM, I got out of the Army, I wanted to be a DJ. So I went to the New York School of Announcing and Speech and took my course. And after I took my course, I found out that DJs made about $200 a month. And I was already making way more of that as a teletype operator. So I did not go before a microphone until 50 years later when I retired up here. And I met the crew from WGXC. They said they were starting a radio station. And I came over. I was here the first day.
Wow.
I saw the back of my head in that photo that you have on. After I like that. WBXC, we are for man.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Next on WGXC, your creative community radio station, we hear from Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty, host of Dim the Lights with Amanda and Jenny, about what they've been watching lately.
Hello, and welcome to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda. I'm Amanda.
I'm Jenny. Here we are.
Jenny, what have you been watching lately?
Oh, Amanda, I'm so excited to.
Sorry, space sweepers.
Sweepers, yes, okay. As though there's a broom. I have to say, I don't really understand the name. It doesn't really come into play so much in the movie. There's a lot going on for it, but there's not a whole lot of sweeping.
Wasn't entirely sure if you said space weepers, as in crying. So that's
space weepers. That's what I do when I watch any movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, space sweepers is a fresh, hot new movie. It's multilingual. I think it's Korean, but has like, it's probably like 30% in English, like 60% in Korean, and like 10% in like many other languages, which is very fun.
Yeah.
It's about a group of people who are on they are space sweepers. It's really unclear what that means, but they kind of just like destroy space trash, kind of.
Like Math Blaster.
Like Math Blaster, exactly. Exactly like that. But it has nothing to do with the plot, so it doesn't matter. But
okay.
Basically, there's this group of people on a spaceship. They're a ragtag group. They don't really get along at the beginning, of course.
Yeah.
They're all really hot.
Love it. Love it. Really good setup.
It's perfect. An excellent premise. They find a little girl randomly stranded in another spaceship, seemingly with nobody watching after her. And then find out that she is extremely wanted because she's a really dangerous weapon, supposedly.
Ooh.
So they have to decide whether they're going to sell her to somebody to get the cash or try and protect her and integrate her into their family. And it's like all set against this backdrop of like intense poverty, but it's also very colorful and really crazy. And it's way too long, but I had a great time.
It sounds like a really tried and true sci-fi setup.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
I feel like so many wonderful sci-fi adventure movies start with a roguish crew in space and they're all working class and they're all like, we gotta answer this call. I was just gonna go on my vacation. Like
exactly.
Oh, wow.
That is the vibe. And it's very sweet. There's like a couple of weird slapstick scenes that made me laugh. It's really chaotic. But I had a great time. The captain of the team is played by Kim Tae-ree, who is in The Handmaiden. She's Suki in The Handmaiden, and she's so hot in this movie. It's insane. Like, she's just like a mean space pirate wearing like cool sneakers who wants to like beat people up and not, it doesn't care about anything.
It's your number.
She's got my number. There's also
entirely your number.
There's also like a cute trans robot narrative. There's
wow.
like a cute uncle who's also really hot. It's like, it's got something for everyone.
Whose uncle is he? I'm fascinated.
They just call him uncle. He's just cute and old. He's not even
wow.
old. It's just, it's wonderful. But yeah, I really liked it. It also, I think maybe the only like, he's British. There's like Richard Armitage plays the villain and he's basically Elon Musk. But he's like vamping uh-huh. really hard. It's really,
That's
really enjoyed
good.
Space Weavers.
Is it 2020?
2021, baby. It's 2021.
Whoa. Oh, it is fresh. Okay, well, that's very exciting because these days without movie theaters, we're all, or I can't say we all, but many of us are feeling that hole that should be filled by big budget science
yes.
fiction adventure movies in the theater. So That's really nice to hear. That's something
exactly
new.
Exactly the desire it fed was like, it was, you know, Friday night, I made a huge thing of popcorn, put on Space Sweepers. I was like halfway through it and I was like, surely this movie is almost over. And I looked and there was a whole hour left. Oh. I was like, okay, we're still here. but I enjoyed it. I would recommend it. If you're looking for like a chaotic, over the top space, big budget movie, you're going to enjoy Space Sweepers. Yeah.
You got to try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great. That place. It's dark and dirty and has like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Hi, I'm Deborah from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Oh, yeah!
Wednesday, March 17th at 6 p.m. on WGXC, tune in Hudson's State of the Community Address with Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson speaking with New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Representative Antonio Delgado, New York Assembly Member Dede Barrett, and Hudson School Superintendent Maria Suttmeyer. At 6 p.m., Wednesday, March 17th, live on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Oh, yeah!
Say, Dad, I have an upset stomach.
I've got just the thing. Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms. Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms combine the smooth, pleasing flavor of lard with the soothing qualities brought to us through science.
It smells funny.
That's our special ingredient, uranium, the scent of the powerful atom. It's strong, but that's how you know it's working. Feeling better yet, sweetheart?
Sure am. Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me. Thank science.
Dr. Whitaker's Larded Atoms in 5 or 10-ounce bottles at your local grocer. If you think you're smart, then use your cranium. Start each morning with uranium.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Igers Kildas and Louisa Sabin Kildas of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
The American Rescue Plan's radical challenge to child poverty.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The passage of the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is not only a significant victory for President Joe Biden and the Democratic Party's razor-thin majority in Congress. The $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package includes the much-touted $1,400 checks to most Americans, an extension of the $300 per week supplemental unemployment benefit, billions in support to struggling state and tribal governments, and more. There's also an adjustment to the child tax credit, which on its surface might appear to be just another tweak of our immensely complex tax code. In fact, the language tucked between pages 359 and 379 of the 628-page bill defines a profound shift in how we as a society confront poverty, much like the New Deal's creation of Social Security did for the elderly following the Great Depression. This temporary child tax credit enhancement is expected to cut in half the number of children living in poverty in the United States, especially helping children in communities of color. The Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University predicted H.R. 1319 would lift almost 14 million Americans out of poverty, including 5.7 million children. This anti-poverty initiative, increasing cash payments to poor families with no strings attached, while only temporary, signals a commitment to a more European-style social democracy. All the pain and death suffered during the past year of the pandemic just might give way to a renewed sense of shared struggle.
This piece of legislation is absolutely going to change the lives of tens of millions of people in this country.
That's Stephanie Kelton, professor of economics and public policy at Stony Brook University and a former advisor to Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
People who, for the first time in their lives, are going to see more money in their bank account at one time. They're going to be able to pay all of the bills that they have instead of trying to figure out which one to put off this month and how to try to catch up later.
The expansion of the child tax credit will deliver $3,600 per child under 6 years old and $3,000 per child between 6 and 17 years old, an increase over the existing tax credit of $2,000 per child. Importantly, this new benefit is being referred to as fully refundable. A traditional tax credit is only available to families that owe an income tax at least as much as the credit, so only wealthier taxpayers could access the full benefit. Now, all those below the income threshold will get the full credit in the form of direct payments from the government. They will not have to wait for their annual tax refund sometime in 2022, as has been the practice. Instead, the bill instructs the Treasury Department to make periodic payments of the benefit directly to recipients starting as soon as July. Thus, qualifying parents and guardians will see money in their pocket to spend as they see fit.
A lot of countries have programs like this. They have a child dividend. They provide monthly support for families with certain income levels. Sending direct payment to families with children allows them to, you know, cover child expenses, which, of course, are incredibly high in this country.
The COVID-19 relief bill passed without a single Republican vote. By comparison, the original $2 trillion CARES Act passed just a year earlier as the pandemic intensified its path of destruction across the United States, received unanimous bipartisan support in the Senate. Bipartisanship in the House was so complete that a roll call vote was dispensed with. The American Rescue Plan Act, which is overwhelmingly popular with the public across the political spectrum, passed the Senate only through the use of the arcane reconciliation process that allows budget-related bills to pass with a simple majority vote, rather than the Senate's usual 60-vote requirement. Many Republicans, despite their vociferous opposition to the bill, are now taking credit for its many benefits. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker tweeted, "This funding will ensure small businesses can survive the pandemic by helping to adapt their operations and keep their employees on the payroll." Wicker voted against the bill. Childhood poverty can lead to devastating long-term impacts on a child's trajectory through life. It diminishes access to nutrition, education, good health, a safe environment, and even the ability to play at the critical moment of early childhood development. As we emerge from the pandemic, the radical approach to fighting childhood poverty embedded in the American Rescue Plan will provide much-needed support to those most in need. The true test will be whether its provisions can be made permanent and we treat each vulnerable child as if she were our own. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 27. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of around 16. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
It's 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. It's 9 o'clock in Denver. It's 10 o'clock in Chicago.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42. Time for the 11 o'clock report. First of all, the headlines. Welcome Wagon runs over newcomer. Good Humor Man slays 10. Pen Pal stabs pal with pen. Pediatrician dies of childhood disease. And Jacques Cousteau drowns in bathtub accident. We'll be back with full details in just a moment after this word from Cooley's Cigarettes.
You know something, Bill? These cigarettes of mine, they taste like crap. Say, Dan. Crappy taste. Why don't you try the cool, refreshing taste of Cooley's? Cooley's, eh? You smoke them? Nope, found them in the subway toilet.
And now back to the news. History's 135th heart transplant operation was performed yesterday in New York City. One unusual note, the heart transplant took place in Central Park at midnight, and the donor's family was not consulted. Dr. Timothy Leary's brother, really Leary, today announced the formation of a new religion, which teaches that when you die, your soul goes to a garage in Buffalo. Police today arrested Margaret Fulcrum, a 45-year-old unregistered nurse, and charged her with accepting collect obscene telephone calls. Famed television announcer Charlie the Tuna was found dead today of mercury poisoning. Sorry, Charlie. Good news from the Far East. No one was killed in Vietnam today. However, three people died of old age at the Paris peace talks. And former French President Charles de Gaulle rose from the dead today, just to show everyone he could really do it. Well, that's it from the news desk for the latest in sports. Here's Biff Barf. Good evening, sport fans. Biff Barf here in the Biff Barf Sportlight Spotlight, picking them up and barfing them right back at you. I call them the way I see them, and if I don't see them, I make them up. No games today. However, we do have a few late football scores still coming in from the far west. Guam Prep, 45. Marshall Islands, 14. Mindanao A&M, 27. Molokai, 10. Caltech, 14.5. MIT, 3 to the 4th power. William & Mary, 6. Nick & Tony, 105. And here's a partial score. Stanford, 29. Well, that's it, kids. That's it from the scoreboard in the world of golf today in the Fats Domino Desert Classic. First round leader Willie Waterhazard had a birdie, two eagles, and a duck this afternoon. Meanwhile, the favorite Gary Fairway was way behind, scoring a record 609 strokes on the front nine when he accidentally stepped aboard a bus to Minneapolis while playing a difficult lie from the highway. Well, that's it, sport fans. Join me tomorrow afternoon on the ever-widening world of sports when I'll be presenting the National Two-Man Pall-Bearing Championships. And next week, I'll be a guest hunter on American Sportsman. Six of us are going to kill a rabbit. Now, with the latest in weather, here's Al Sleet, your hippy-dippy weatherman.
Hey! Hey, Cosmo! Okay, what you call your parson? Al Sleet, hippy-dippy weatherman, brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Parsons will get rid of the termites and water bugs and help you smoke the roaches.
present temperature is 68 degrees at the airport, which is stupid because I don't know anyone who lives at the airport. Downtown, it's much hotter. Downtown's on fire, man. Now, if you'll take a look at our national weather map, you'll see that we don't have one. So try to picture last night's map in your mind. Remember all those lines and numbers. Weather was dominated by a large Canadian low, which is not to be confused with a Mexican high. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued mostly dark tonight. Turning to widely scattered light in the morning. That's it from Al Sleet. Don't forget, if you don't like the weather, move.
Thanks, Al. Always a great report from Al Sleet. I think we all know by now Al's been into the mushrooms. Well, that just about wraps it up on the 7 o'clock report. Join us again tomorrow night at 9 for the 11 o'clock news. In the meantime, stay tuned for a brand new comedy series, Double Trouble, the story of Siamese twins joined at the lips. And the merry mix-ups that occur when one gets married and the other has root canal work the same day. Good night, all. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
soaring on its metal ways. Nobody passes us in the deep quiet of the dark sky. If nobody sees us alone out here among the stars. In these metal ways, in these metal days.
We just heard two songs from Brian Eno's Signals from his 1983 album Apollo, and No One Receiving from the 1977 album Before and After Science.
In the wee hours, your mind gets hazy. Radio relay time. Lead me to my baby. The radio's jammed up. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Radio's on and I'm moving round the place. Hey girl, I'm calling all stations, blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines and I'm running on time and feeling.